Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, have you placed your Thanksgiving order for your Kroger turkey? Yes, sir, Thanksgiving is moving up. And when that day comes, you'll want to be sure you have a Kroger turkey roasting in your oven, because your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, Kroger priced for better value. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted. They have that real country fresh flavor. So, of course, a Kroger turkey turns out better when you cook it. Yes, when you choose a Kroger turkey, you choose the pick of the flock. And after you cooked it, say, you're ready to serve a royal treat. You see, Kroger turkeys are real aristocrats. They come out of the oven all crispy brown on the outside, firm-fleshed, plump, and juicy on the inside. And while they're cooking, goodness gracious, the aroma will make your mouth water. That's because Kroger turkeys are top-quality birds, raised in the best turkey-raising areas by experienced turkey farmers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and juicy. They're expertly dressed with all the care you'd take yourself. And they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. This year, enjoy a really fine turkey and take advantage of the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. Place your order now and be sure you get the exact size bird you want. Visit your Kroger store without delay and ask your Kroger meat man to reserve one of these top quality turkeys for you. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The death in South Africa of Johnny Keith's long-forgotten Uncle Clyde has brought a request from the executors of his estate that Johnny come to Cape Town as a representative of the remaining members of the Keith family. Johnny is not certain yet when he's leaving, but he expects it to be soon. And so this afternoon in the living room of the Gibbs home, Johnny says to Penny Gibbs,
"Well, Penny, unless Jed has already told you, this is going to come as a surprise. I'm leaving for South Africa pretty soon."
South Africa, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it must be about your Uncle Clyde's estate. Hmm?
That's right. I know it doesn't mean anything to you. That's all right. Go
Johnny,
or not.
Johnny, how can you say that? It'll be awfully strange not having you around. I'll really miss you.
I don't think you will, Penny.
Well, if you're gone any length of time, I'll miss you very much. But you won't be gone long, will you?
I don't know.
But Johnny, what do you mean?
I mean, well, Penny, it's hard to tell about these things. Apparently my uncle's estate was left in some sort of mess, or there wouldn't be any reason for one of the beneficiaries to go to Cape Town.
Well, I should think you'd be thrilled to death about the trip.
Oh, it ought to be interesting. I've always liked travel, and I've never done much of it, but well, somehow I don't feel much like leaving Rossville right now.
Oh, Johnny, you'll be gone and back again before you know it.
Well, I may not be back for months, Penny, or even longer than that. Who knows?
Look, what are you driving at?
Nothing. I just feel strange about leaving after all the promises I've made myself about you.
Will you stop worrying about me and think about yourself for once?
Well, look who's talking about not thinking of others.
Johnny, there's no reason for you to think about me anymore. I've straightened myself out pretty well, don't you think?
Well, so far, so good.
Well, I've only begun, Johnny. I've just begun to think of what I'm going to do with my life. And when I thought it all out, I'm going to feel as secure and just as sure of myself as if everything that Barry and I had planned had worked out.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk that way, Penny. And I'm sure things are going to work out for you. But I still feel guilty about leaving. Because, well, you know why, don't you?
Yes, Johnny. I know why.
You wish I wouldn't keep on feeling this way about you, don't you?
I do. I wish you wouldn't for your sake. Johnny, it's never going to mean anything to you or to me. Johnny, I'm flattered.
It's always going to mean something to me, Penny. It means a great deal right now. I'm proud of the way I feel about you. It makes me feel good inside to know that my feeling for you has never changed, never will. Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know.
Well, it makes sense to me. Oh, it's hard to explain. Loving you gives my life more meaning. It's my security, my anchor.
Oh, Johnny.
It's what's going to keep me drifting to one thing and then another, to one person and then another.
Someday you meet some lovely girl and fall in love with her in such a way that you'll wonder what you ever saw in me.
You know, Penny, for an intelligent girl, you sometimes say the most impossible things.
Well, what I just said is true. It's bound to happen.
And you want it to happen, don't you?
Yes, I do. I want you to find the happiness I found and lost. Only I don't want you to ever lose it, Johnny.
Penny, I found my happiness a long time ago with you and lost it.
Johnny, someday you'll realize that, that's the way it was meant to be.
No, Penny. We can look back on those days and know that it wasn't in the hands of fate what happened to us. It was in our own hands. Or maybe I should say in mine. It was what I did that changed the course of both our lives.
No, Johnny, yes, it was meant to be or it wouldn't have happened. And all the things that have happened to us since were meant to be or they wouldn't have happened either.
I made a mistake, Penny. That's why we're sitting here like this and I'm saying goodbye.
You're not saying goodbye. You're not going away forever.
I may be.
What makes you think so?
Oh, just a feeling I have.
Oh, Johnny.
Penny, promise me something.
All right, what?
Promise me if you ever need me, you'll send for me. That's the one thing that would make me feel better about going away. I'd at least know that if you needed help, I'd have a chance to help you.
There's nothing you'll ever have to do for me, Johnny.
I hope not, Penny, for your own sake. But if there ever is, I want to know that you'll let me help you. Because that's something I vowed I'd devote my life to. You and your happiness.
Look, if you do go to Cape Town for just a little while or for the rest of your life, even if we never see each other again, don't worry about me, Johnny, or my happiness. Look, I can't let others find it for me. I can't depend on others to make me happy because I've tried that. That's failed. I have to find my own happiness. Once and for all, I'm going to do it.
I hope so.
I have to find it, Johnny. I'm not old, but I'm not younger, and the past few months have added years to my age. You've no idea how many.
Oh, I think I have a pretty good idea, Penny. You do seem a lot older and a lot wiser.
Well, I don't think I'm any wiser, Johnny, but maybe a little more philosophical.
There's a lot of wisdom in that. But you won't forget my offer, will you, Penny?
No. No, Johnny, I won't.
And you won't ignore it?
If ever you can help me, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
So, this is... Bye.
Well, let's say so long instead.
Yes, but I'll see you before you leave, won't I?
Well, I hope so, Penny, but I'm going to be busy every hour of the day and night, and Frank says they want me in Cape Town as fast as I can get there. He's trying to get me on a plane, and he thinks I ought to take the first reservation I can get.
But we'll talk a few minutes before you leave, I think, don't you?
Well, I'll see you or phone you.
I'll come to the train or the airport and see you off if you like.
I would like that very much, Penny, but you think you're strong enough to go out of the house?
Well, if I'm not, I'm doing something awfully wrong tonight. I'm going to see Barry's mother.
Oh, I didn't know that. How's Mrs. Carlton getting along?
Oh, she isn't well. I should have gone to see her a long time ago, but I couldn't. I guess I didn't have the strength. Oh, Johnny, I'm a little frightened at the idea of facing her tonight. I don't know what to say to her.
Come in.
Good evening, Mrs. Carlton.
Penny. Penny, my dear. Come in.
I'm a little bit early. I hope it's all right.
I'm not living on schedule these days, my dear. I'm just lying here, breathing and taking the food they force on me and waiting. Give me your hand.
Oh, Mrs. Carlton.
Barry's death was a far greater loss to you than to me, his own mother. But he was not so much my future as yours. I have only a short time left, but you have years that will seem endless without him, unless you can put him out of your own mind.
How can I put him out of my mind? A person who'll be in my heart forever.
You can fill your mind with other things and keep your memories of Barry locked tight within your heart, so tight they cannot escape. You must do that or you'll be old before your time and wanting death as I'm wanting
it. Oh, no, don't say that, Mrs. Carlton. Look, you have to go on living in Barry's memory, doing things in Barry's memory.
A memory is all he is, my child, and a memory is all I have. And I'm not one who lives on memories.
Well, maybe you'd like to hear what I plan to do. Maybe you'll realize that both of us still have a lot to live for. That the memory of Barry can enrich our lives as well as the lives of others.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
Well, I haven't decided yet just what I'll do. I mean, in what form I'll get into it, but I want to do something for children like Julie Martin.
Julie Martin?
Yes, you know Julie. She's Peg Martin's daughter. She's the little girl that Peg brought to see you a long time ago.
Oh, yes, I remember now. She was an adorable child. Whatever became of her mother?
She disappeared. Her father's dead, you know.
Yes, I remember the incident of his death. But what has Julie Martin to do with your future?
Mrs. Carlton, there are hundreds of Julie Martins, and only a few of them are taken care of and taken into homes where they're really wanted, where they'll really be happy. I'd kind of like to start a home for the Julie Martins of the world. The Julie Martins of every race, color, and creed, every nationality. I think it'll be a home. I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe it'll be something else. I don't know.
And you want to do this in memory of my son?
I want to do it in memory of the man we love more than any person who ever lived. Don't you see? It's something that fits him. It's the kind of thing he'd have done if he'd lived. It's the kind of thing that'll make us feel that he didn't die.
In memory of my son. Yes, Barry would like that sort of thing. He loved children. And when he was a child himself, the boys and girls he loved most were those who were far less fortunate than he. Will you hand me that book, my dear?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I must write something. But I can listen to you, too. When do you plan to start this?
Oh, not for a while. I do know that I'm going to start it out on a small scale, though.
Yes, this sort of thing should be begun in a small way. It should grow as its needs and reputation grows. People are suspicious of institutions that look too prosperous for their years. What do you think you'll call it?
The Barry Carlton Memorial.
Here, my dear. Something for the cornerstone of that memorial.
Oh,
a check.
No, Mrs. Carlton, really, I
insist. And you have no right to refuse. This is not for you or for me, but for Barry and for the children who will benefit because two women wanted his memory to be everlasting. Take this check. You must.
All right. For Barry.
For Barry, who now will never die, and for the love we have for him, which will outlive life itself.
So Penny Gibbs now has money with which to build a memorial to a lost love. Is this the beginning of happiness for Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, do you want a super good Thanksgiving dinner? Then be sure the bird you put into your oven next Thursday is super good. Be sure it's a Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. And it's a good idea to place your order early. Then you'll get the exact size you want. See your Kroger meat man as soon as possible and order your Kroger turkey. Kroger priced for better value. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted, and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. These birds have a real country fresh flavor because they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas, because they're scientifically fed for flavor, and expertly dressed as cleanly as you yourself would dress a prize bird. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and order your Thanksgiving Kroger turkey. Remember, if you place your order early, you'll make sure of getting one of these fine birds in the exact size you want. This Thanksgiving, enjoy the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. So order your Kroger turkey now at your Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.